ACU's Chief Diversity Officer Stephanie Hamm is the first person to hold the position created in the fall of 2019. Hamm, who is also a professor in the Social Work Department, led a task force for the school evaluating how to better engage diversity support and cultural awareness. Recommendations from that group created the new role, which includes creating new programs while evaluating old traditions and policies. With the publicized death of George Floyd, Hamm feels there is new urgency motivating what she does.
I mean, we actually saw a person being killed on TV. That was sad and discouraging in so many ways, but it's not new.
What is new, though, is the nationwide response. Hamm says in her lifetime, she has never seen such a broad group of people speaking out against racism and racial inequality.
I find that hopeful and exciting.
Abilene Christian serves students from 52 states and territories and at least 46 different nations. That's something university officials point to, saying diversity is already a priority. But the school hasn't been without controversy. In June, amid nationwide protests against racism and police brutality, University President Phil Schubert sent a widely criticized email to the ACU community. Students and alumni posted on the school's social media platforms saying Schubert's statement was a lackluster attempt to placate requests that the school take a stand. 3 days later, Schubert released a video apologizing.
I want to start by asking for grace as I speak from the heart. It's been a hard week. You were hoping that I would say more and take a stronger stand in regard to the death of George Floyd in the state of national unrest. What my message needed to say most, it failed to say. And for that, I'm very sorry.
In the video, Schubert also said he'd commit to supporting Black members of the university community in their grief. ACU graduate student Robert Lopez de Castilla says that was the right move.
His secondary video was very genuine and authentic in its desire to understand better this conversation that we're having as a community and to genuinely take steps in the right direction.
This fall, Abilene Christian says it's focusing on three main things: requiring diversity awareness training for school administrators, faculty, and staff, identifying gaps in its undergraduate curriculum, and creating a diversity council with representatives from all parts of the campus. President Schubert says they've already had their first brainstorming meeting.
So now we're in the process of vetting those ideas, and we'll begin to kind of zero in on the ones that we feel like have the most merit and would provide the most benefit to our community.
In the midst of this forward-moving energy, Chief Diversity Officer Stephanie Hamm says there has been a bit of negative feedback from alumni or parents, concerned the school is giving in to a political agenda instead of focusing on its Christian identity. To that, she responds,
I have found there are many, many more people who are ready to make whatever changes need to be made. Race is very much a spiritual thing, and we are not being political. We are being faithful.
People in a variety of departments have been in contact with Hamm to seek advice about how to make their individual programs more inclusive. Hamm says this is an exciting time for ACU because so many people are open to listening, learning, and improving how they serve students and each other. Grad student Robert Lopez de Castilla hopes the momentum doesn't fade away.
The reality is that there's very few people within our Christian community who are intentionally trying to hurt others, but it doesn't mean that we can't hurt others by just not paying attention.
We all still have a lot to learn, he says. In Abilene, I'm Dana Glover.